With Yellowstone Public Radio News in Bozeman, I'm Nate Hedgey. In a deal that coincides with President Donald Trump's visit to Beijing this week, China's largest online retailer says it will buy $200 million worth of Montana beef over the next 3 years. The non-binding agreement calls for Montana ranchers to supply beef to Chinese company Jingdong starting in January. Republican Senator Steve Daines was instrumental in laying groundwork for the deal. He says Montana's iconic imagery will help sell the beef.
Clean air, pristine waters, the high-quality beef that Montana produces, it's a great brand that we can actually sell in China, and this would be very good for Montana cattle producers.
In June, China lifted a ban on U.S. beef imports that was in place since 2003 due to a case of mad cow disease in Washington state. The value of the three-year deal is about 4% of Montana's total cattle sales in a year, and it would boost state beef exports by 40%. But the state's ranchers will also pay nearly $24 million worth of tariffs to the Chinese government over the next 3 years. That's far more than competing producers in Australia and Brazil pay because those countries have a free trade agreement with China. The U.S. does not. Dane says the Trump administration will work to lower those tariffs, but was unable to say when negotiations would begin.
You're always going to have some trade issues to sort out with virtually any country we trade with, but we're just glad to see the doors back open again and that Montana beef is being shipped into China.
Jingdong says it also intends to invest $100 million into building a processing plant in Montana. The exact location is still unknown, but the agreement says construction could begin as early as next spring. But Jay Bodner, spokesperson for the Montana Stock Growers Association, says ranchers shouldn't hold their breath.
I think when you have the actual logistics of actually building a facility of that magnitude and size, it probably is going to be, you know, initial phases maybe starting in next year, but actually being up and running, I think it's going to take a little bit longer than that.
A final binding contract between Jingdong and the Montana Stock Growers Association has yet to be signed, but Dane says he's hopeful that it will happen by the end of this year. In Bozeman, I'm Nate Hedgey, YPR News.